And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, happy rain day, everybody, and what a great time to have some additional rain, because we are going to be talking about water on today's show. I have the pleasure of sitting down with the town manager of the town of Prescott Valley, Larry Tarkowski, and we are going to talk about water and growth and all kinds of fun stuff. This is like right in Larry's wheelhouse. He was the public works director for the town of Prescott Valley once upon a time and has served in the position of town manager for a number of years. And really, there isn't, I don't think, anybody outside of maybe his buddy John Munderlow that knows more about our current water situation than Larry Tarkowski. So we're going to sit down and have a chat about water, and then we'll have a chat with Chuck a little bit later on. But right now, we're going to take a quick break here on Talk of the Town, and Larry Tarkowski will be coming up next here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. Larry Tarkowski up next.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Nights are cooling off and winter is on the way. Now is the time to sign up for our pre-buy program to lock in a guaranteed fixed rate for winter. This offer expires Monday, September 30th, so act today. The easiest way to sign up is online at barrettpropane.com. In fact, sign up online this week and I'll put a $10 credit on your account. That's 10 bucks just for signing up at barrettpropane.com through the end of the month. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss mutton busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at cliffcastlecasinohotel.com and the Hunt and Gather gift shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back here on Talk of the Town here on KQ&A. And joining me is the town manager from the town of Prescott Valley, Larry Tarkowski. And Larry, it's nice to have you back here at KQ&A.
Well, Sanford, it's my pleasure. I do appreciate the opportunity to be here. And on the way in to your station, I got to thinking about the first time that I ever sat across the microphone from you, and that happened to be at your old studio on Robert Road, and it was September of 1989, and you were asking questions like, what are you going to do with all these dirt roads, and what's your plan? That was a day or two ago.
That was 30-some-odd years ago, so wow, and you still remember that, so... Obviously, time has not ravaged your memories at this point.
Well, and I do have another memory, and that was that you were a lot younger back then.
Most definitely. Although, I will say that between the ears, I'm still, in my mind, still somewhat youthful. But the reason that I wanted to have Larry come on and talk today is partially due to the fact that there's been so much discussion about the water situation here in the Quad Cities. And if you don't mind my saying, Larry is uniquely qualified to talk about the water situation in the Quad Cities. He's the former Public Works Director in town of Prescott Valley, was instrumental in, you know, retrofitting the entire community for a sewer system that at the same time allowed the community to pave all of its roads and also even returned a little bit of money to each of the property owners. I still refer to this as Tarkowski's miracle. You really didn't have to do anything else after that.
Well, I thank you for your kind comments, but we have a very dynamic team that has worked on water and wastewater resources in the town of Prescott Valley. And we have a plan. Imagine that, a plan going forward and one where we build the appropriate amount of infrastructure. It took a little while to catch up, but nevertheless, when we are putting in new infrastructure, water wells and or water tanks and or recharge projects, it's well in advance of their actual need. So it's not at the last minute that we're putting them in. So we're very fortunate that we have a mayor and council that take a look at the long-term plan and see the wisdom in that.
Well, and if you don't mind my bringing it up, you were recognized on an international level for what Prescott Valley was able to accomplish.
That is absolutely true. In 2008, I recall during a weekend getting a phone call, and I thought it was a prank call at first, and it turned out that it was the owner of a magazine, that it was an international magazine that dealt with water resources, and they, in Great Britain, had seen an article about how this little bitty community in Arizona had done something that had been unique in the world, and that was hold an auction to get the highest and best price he possibly could for recharged effluent. Never been done anywhere. And this group, Global Water, out of London, has an annual conference, and they asked if I would be willing to come to London to give a speech on how you can actually turn treated effluent into an asset. And our water resource manager, John Munderlow, and I went. They paid our expenses to go over and educate the world on how a little community could go ahead and turn recharged effluent into an asset. And that asset, quite frankly, is worth $60 million to the town of Prescott Valley.
So under those circumstances, I asked Larry to come and talk about the water situation in our region, because there has a lot of, I think, misinformation about what is the true water situation with regard to supply, demand, future possibilities of expansion. Prescott Valley and Prescott put together this Big Chino water situation where I think the city owns like 54%, and the town of Prescott Valley owns 46%. The idea was that at some point in the future, a pipeline would be constructed that would provide future water resources to the communities. How am I doing so far?
Yeah, you're doing great. You have been reading up on some of the local developments.
I lived through this, bro. I lived through it. All right, so now we have again a group of people that have their hands up in the air, claiming that we're running out of water. We can't sustain the amount of development that we have right now, and so I guess I'd like to find out. First of all, has anything changed over the past several years? I know the last time this came up and was a real hot issue, you were pretty adamant about the fact that we had a very substantial water supply going into the future.
Okay, well, let's take a few steps back, if you will allow me. And that is that in 2004, 2005, the city of Prescott and town of Prescott Valley entered into an agreement. That agreement was to import water from the Big Chino Aquifer. Now, having said that, is this some revolutionary concept? Quite frankly, no. When you end up getting densities that we have in Prescott and Prescott Valley, you end up outstripping the local supply immediately beneath you. And guess what? When you were in grade school, do you remember seeing Roman aqueducts in your history book?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, guess what? That's because Rome outstripped the supply in the streams immediately adjacent to it, and so they imported water from the hills area outside of Rome. So this is not a novel concept, and this is something that communities do. And so the Prescott and Prescott Valley began taking the steps back in 2005 when we signed an agreement. Read that as a contract between the two communities that we were going to share in the cost of the importation of water from the Big Chino Aquifer. Now, having said that, that's not without its challenges. Challenges from downstream right holders and others wondering why we're doing that. Well, there's a very simple reason, and that is that the Arizona Department of Water Resources has the most rigorous regulatory framework in the world. Not just the United States. They have a really incredibly tough framework that goes ahead and makes sure that the state of Arizona has water forever. And so that means slowly weaning communities off of groundwater, which is not necessarily a renewable resource, or not, at least not immediately. So to that end, the town of Prescott Valley, city of Prescott, are saddled with a regulatory goal which says no more groundwater mining in our active management area after the year 2025. So we've got about 5 years left to go ahead and make sure that we are using no more water than what is naturally or artificially being recharged. So to that end, the management plan that was adopted in 1980 ends up having a series of steps, which are measurements of how communities are doing, meaning Phoenix, Tucson, Prescott, others, to make sure that we are taking the appropriate steps to reach safe yield by 2025. We, Prescott Valley, have embraced safe yield as a management goal that we are going to meet. Even though it is only a management goal, we're actually going to meet it. And the Arizona Department of Water Resources, in its fourth management plan, which was adopted 2 years ago, 3 years ago, goes ahead and clearly calls out in that document that for the Prescott AMA to reach safe yield, it was going to take the importation of water from the Big Chino Aquifer. So with that in mind, we're doing exactly what we do with all of our infrastructural elements in Prescott Valley, and we keep taking steps to get there. And so what have we been doing for the last 10 years? We have been drilling wells in the Big Chino. We have been doing pump tests. We have been doing all of these sorts of things to go ahead and be able to demonstrate that we are going to be able to withdraw water from the Big Chino aquifer without, and let me repeat this, without damaging the Verde River. And our partner in all of these studies, City of Prescott, and then our other partner, the Salt River Project, which has a huge dog in this fight, we're all partners. We're all working on it together. And the point that we are at today is developing a hydrological model. Now, if the model goes ahead and demonstrates that there could be some impact to the river, then we will be building a mitigation program because we are committed not to diminish the flows in the Verde River, because that is a asset shared by everybody in this state and this country, and we're not going to damage it, but we will harvest water resource that will allow our communities to thrive forever.
Now, to the best of your knowledge, does the City of Prescott also have a similar focus and goal and infrastructure in place that will provide the same kind of management results as what Prescott Valley has done?
I believe so. The City of Prescott, they have what they do.
Well, because the reason I ask is because there are a number of so-called watchdog water groups that are literally, you know, trying to find the problems, whether real or imagined, to somehow derail this water effort. And I wonder if their complaints are, you know, valid. Is there real science here? How much work has actually been done to evaluate the possibility of withdrawing water from the Big Chino having some sort of negative effect on the Verde River?
Well, as you are well aware, Sanford, there part of the human condition is everybody having their own opinions. And science, it can go ahead and be used to support a position, but in all honesty, other people can point to scientific evidence to take an opposite opinion. But we will have measurable results that will go ahead and with a mitigation plan in place in the event, the unlikely event, that there is any flow change, that we can make sure that the river is held harmless.
Now, the restrictions that are put on by the Arizona Department of Water Resources regarding safe yield in 2025, this is a regulation, if I have this correct. It's not something that's imposed on each individual community. It's the Prescott AMA as a whole, and each contributor to whatever water use there is in the Prescott AMA, they are basically held, I don't know if liable is the right word, but accountable as a group. Is that correct or no?
You point out something that is a bit of a rub, and that is Prescott Valley, we have water systems. And we can certainly be held responsible for our withdrawal from the Big Chino, or I mean from the AMA. Now, there are other users, some private water companies that exist in the area. And in addition to that, all of the exempt wells. And we have hundreds of exempt wells that somehow or other, that we all know that they are harvesting water from the AMA, from the aquifers in the AMA. And so we're going to be working with the department to go ahead and have them recognize the work that we're doing to take care of our withdrawals. But I don't believe, quite frankly, that it is appropriate that the two large municipal providers should be held accountable for water withdrawals that we have absolutely no control over, nor do we wish to have any control over them.
We're going to take a quick break. More with Larry Tarkowski, the town manager from the town of Prescott Valley. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back with more with Larry Tarkowski, town manager from the town of Prescott Valley, talking water. And I want to go back to when the declaration of groundwater mining occurred originally. As I remember, there was some disagreement in terms of the accuracy of the measurements that took place that ADWR took in order to do the groundwater mining declaration. There were wells in the Bradshaws, for instance, that were not counted towards the total, and that a lot of the measurements took place like in the Agua Fria Basin and places like that, and not so much in places where there were known water supplies that may have affected the ADWR conclusion, perhaps positively in favor of the communities. Was that a real situation back then? And does that mean that whatever we count, that basically we have maybe a little bit of extra surplus, whether we know it or not?
That's a very good question, and you have a good memory. This happened back in the final declaration was made in January of 1999 was the basis for the Department of Water Resources saying that the Prescott AMA was in a condition of groundwater mining. Now, I can speak to Prescott Valley and say that with certainty that the aquifer beneath Prescott Valley is drawing down at about a foot a year. Okay, our saturated zone beneath Prescott Valley is over 300 feet thick. Okay, so if it quit raining, quit snowing, and if we quit, and if we continue to withdraw water at the rate we are now, 300 years from now, we would need to be concerned. Okay, but that is not the case, because in the year 2025, just right down the road, we will no longer be drawing down a foot a year because of the regulatory framework with the Department of Water Resources. That will come to an end, and we will accomplish that through the importation of Big Chino water as well as our recharge projects, and so that will no longer be an issue.
Now, how will the Big Chino water get here exactly?
Well, it's not going to walk. We will be putting in a pipeline. And the last time we did an engineer's estimate on it, it was going to be about a $200 million project. Now, I can't speak for Prescott, but the town of Prescott Valley has made a commitment to its citizens that the cost associated with bringing in a project that we get 46% of the water that is developed out of that project, that will be borne, the cost of that will be borne by new development. Mm-hmm. So in other words, a new subdivision will end up paying a higher cost of water, and we will have a two-tiered water system. Because quite frankly, if you own a property in Prescott Valley or a resident in Prescott Valley, you have already paid for your water. You have your water. But the new subdivisions, the new homes that come in that are associated with that, they will have an obligation to pay for this new water, and they're going to pay more for their water than what our existing ratepayers are. So we're holding the existing ratepayers harmless, and the new subdivisions that will grow off of this imported water will go ahead and pay a higher fee, and then the recharged water will go ahead and take care of that deficit.
Do you think that that will most likely cause a reduction in the growth rate of new construction and new people coming into the community as a result?
Well, let me look at my crystal ball, Sanford. I really don't know, but having a higher cost to that water resource certainly would lead one to believe that the housing product will be more expensive, and the use of water will end up also being more expensive. Now, it's very interesting that you talk about growth. We just ended up with new metropolitan statistical area numbers. Now, I know that you were asking me before we started, where are the bulk of people coming that are moving to Prescott Valley? Well, I can go ahead with certainty and let you know that in the metropolitan statistical area, which is all of Yavapai County, it's not just Prescott Valley, not just Prescott, it also includes the Verde Valley. Mm-hmm. But 48% of the people moving to our area, where do you think they come from?
That would be the People's Republic of California.
Wrong.
Oh.
The number one source of new immigrants to our area are coming from Maricopa County.
From Phoenix?
Yes. Okay, well, and then, Maricopa County is a little bit bigger than just Phoenix, but nevertheless,
I understand.
From Maricopa County, where would you guess the second highest source of immigration comes from? You were right with your first guess. It is California. But the very interesting number that I saw was, where is the third highest source? Okay, it goes 48% Maricopa, 18% California, and 14% of our new residents in Yavapai County are coming from Coconino County.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
That's very cool. Well, you know, the fact that Prescott Valley has experienced this tremendous growth, you would think that it would have a noticeable effect on the amount of water that the area consumes.
That's not exactly true. And here's what I'd like to share with you, and that is Prescott paid a lot of money to have a study that's been rolled out in the last 6 months or so. They were talking about how they are dramatically using fewer gallons per person than what they had in the past. Well, there's a reason for that. They adopted an inverted rate structure of several years after we had. Our experience was very good in that back in 2005, we adopted an inverted rate structure. Our conservation measures in Prescott Valley never included things like giving you money to get rid of your toilet and get a new toilet, right, or to get rid of your grass. We didn't do that. What we did was we adopted an inverted rate structure, which means from 0 to 8,000 gallons, you pay one price, which today is a little over $3. But if you use from 8,000 gallons to 20,000 gallons, the price dramatically increases. And then if you're a water pig and use over 20,000 gallons, you pay significantly more per thousand. The shortly after adopting that new rate structure, you saw turf areas disappear in Prescott Valley. And that was a conscious buying decision by our citizens who made very good choices. And one thing that we can say that in the Prescott Active Management Area, which includes Chino, Dewey, Humboldt, City of Prescott, and Town of Prescott Valley, we are some of the thriftiest water users in the state of Arizona. In Prescott Valley, we're right at about 100 gallons per person per day. Now, remember, when we take a look at 100 gallons per person per day, that includes water used by grocery stores, movie theaters,
car washes,
yep. All of that. Because what we take a look at is total water produced divided by our population. And City of Prescott does the same thing. And we're doing extremely well with water conservation.
So now, infrastructure-wise, what have you got in place now with regard to your sewer systems and so forth? How much growth can you support going forward? What population number, if you could guess at one, might continue to, you know, provide the same quality of life beyond which might start to see things maybe tail off a little bit?
Well, I don't have that crystal ball in front of me. I will say that we have a strategy of managed, planned growth. And how is that confirmed? That is confirmed through our 2025 general plan. The general plan shows areas where growth can happen and where growth is encouraged. And this was adopted by a vote of the citizens of Prescott Valley. This turns out to be our guiding light, if you will. And I would encourage you to take a look at the general plan. It shows you exactly where you can have growth, where you have commercial activities, where all of that happens. It's all spelled out and was accepted by the community. Do I have a total growth number? No, I do not.
Okay.
And the other thing that I really need seriously to point out is there are a number of people that are running around with their hair on fire saying that, oh my gosh, we're all growing way too fast. Let me share something with you. In 2007, in September of 2007, we were permitting right around 100 to 125 new houses per month. Today, we are permitting 50 new houses per month. We're not even at 50% of where we were before the recession hit. And so the perception that there is just this housing boom that is going off the charts is fueled by one and one thing only, and that is people driving on Glassford Hill Road see the expansion of Granville and houses being built 100 feet away from Glassford Hill Road, and they see houses going up fast. Guess what? Still, we are below 50% of what we did in 2007.
Well, I know we only have a couple minutes left now. Since you brought up Glassford Hill Road, I just got to ask you what the plan is, because obviously, people driving on Highway 69 in, I guess you would call it an easterly direction. Some people refer to it as south on 69. It's hard to explain it. But basically, the entire town of Prescott Valley is to the left of the highway. And so literally, you have people that, for them, the only way to get home is the whole town of 40,000 people basically have to make a left turn off of Highway 69 at some point. And that's got to, cause a couple of nightmares for you guys in terms of managing the traffic flow.
We have a long-term master plan for traffic. Our major road, as you have identified, has shifted from Robert Road over to Glassford Hill Road, which is carrying 15, 16,000 vehicles per day. Up in the commercial area, it's closer to 24,000 vehicles per day in between Florentine and Highway 69. Having said that, we have additional lane in each direction for planned on Glassford Hill Road from Long Look up to Highway 89A. In addition to that, we are going out to bid in November for a new north-south corridor, which is called Viewpoint Drive. We are working with the state land department to get another north-south route that will be taking off from the signal light on Highway 69 at Stone Ridge. It'll be going to the north. It'll probably be called Jasper Drive. That is being built by the developer of the Jasper subdivision. In addition to that, Santa Fe Loop will be expanded by the developer, because we have this strong sense in Prescott Valley that growth should pay for growth. Okay, so right now there's a $1.3 million project on Glassford Hill Road to beautify the center. Well, it also has two other effects. By putting landscaping in a median in the middle, you prevent crossover accidents, number one. And number two, amazingly, it has a traffic calming effect. Okay, so that's underway. But who's paying for that? The developer of Granville is paying for that, as well as a park at the intersection of Santa Fe Loop and Glassford Hill Road.
Well, I just want you to know that, you know, not everybody is against the idea of heavy traffic. You know that for me personally, and this is for anybody that's listening right now that's sitting in traffic and they're going, God, this traffic is just terrible. Just remember, the more time you spend in traffic, it's the more time you can spend listening to the radio, which of course brings a smile to the old man's lips, for which we are completely and totally grateful. And we are grateful. Larry, it's been great to sit with you. I know we're going to get you back here again soon, but it's been way too long since the last time. But thanks a lot for bringing us up to date and some great growth numbers. And sounds like you guys have things managed well. And that is something that I think makes Prescott Valley the envy of a lot of communities around the state.
Well, thank you very much. We've got, once again, a great team that is very passionate about what they're doing in Prescott Valley, and that goes from elected officials all the way through the staff. So, Sanford, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Larry Tarkowski, town manager, town of Prescott Valley. We're going to be back with more here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQNA.
AM 1130, 99.9 FM, in Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon. It's Thursday, September the 26th. I'm Gregory Scott with a quick check of news and weather brought to you this hour by Affinity RV. Two people are dead after a vehicle collision in the Skull Valley area just after 3 Tuesday afternoon. Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies responded to the two-vehicle crash on Iron Springs Road just outside of Skull Valley.
The vehicles involved were a white 2014 Chevrolet 3500 HD crew cab truck and a silver 1989 Toyota Camry four-door sedan.
YCSO spokesman Dwight D'Evelyn says Skull Valley fire personnel were already on scene dealing with the incident.
Deputies learned that both occupants in the Toyota were deceased. The driver of the truck and his passenger sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Names of the involved parties, including those deceased, will be released once next of kin notification has been completed.
Deputies have determined the crash occurred when the truck, which was heading towards Prescott, drove left of center and hit the second vehicle, which was traveling in the opposite direction, and the two vehicles collided head-on. Has your home been affected by storm damage? Be cautious of unsolicited contractors offering to help with repairs. According to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, scam artists typically strike after major storms and try to take advantage of unsuspecting homeowners coping with damage. Mia Garcia with the Attorney General's office explains scammers go door to door and make incredibly low offers.
Arizonans need to think twice before hiring a person who shows up at their door with an offer that's just too good to be true. They may show up for a few hours to do some work, but then they disappear. Here and they take off with thousands of dollars and they leave the homeowner to deal with the damage.
Garcia has some advice to fend off these home repair scammers.
Don't be pressured or hurried into contracting for services from a door-to-door salesperson. Be wary of a contractor that says you need something repaired immediately, especially if you're not the one who contacted them.
Yavapai County homeowners can check with the Arizona Registrar of Contractors to find out if the person they are going to hire is licensed. The Better Business Bureau also has a list of reputable contractors on its website at BBB.org. Your KQ&A forecast, a flash flood watch in effect till midnight. A 40% chance of rain this evening in Prescott, 30% in the Verde Valley, a low of 48 in the Prescott area, 56 in the Verde Valley. Partly sunny on Friday, only a 10% chance of rain. Otherwise sunny, 71 in the Prescott area tomorrow, 82 in the Verde Valley. That's your forecast. I'm Gregory Scott for AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. The original hands-free media, KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Nights are cooling off and winter is on the way. Now is the time to sign up for our pre-buy program to lock in a guaranteed fixed rate for winter. This offer expires Monday, September 30th, so act today. The easiest way to sign up is online at barrettpropane.com. In fact, sign up online this week and I'll put a $10 credit on your account. That's 10 bucks just for signing up at barrettpropane.com through the end of the month. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This September, head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the Break the Bank giveaway. Earn entries now through September 26th. Then every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m., come see if you qualify to smash our piggy bank for your chance to bag a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes each week. This could be your biggest break yet. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for a smashing good time.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, that was a great opportunity to sit with Larry Tarkowski and get up to date on what's going on with water and growth and traffic and everything else. There's a whole nother world out there. Of course, you probably hear more about that than you'd really care to, especially these days. But I do want to talk a little bit about this past weekend, because this was harrowing, but really cool at the same time. And I'm sure you'll agree once you hear the chronology of what took place over this weekend with yours truly representing Arizona's hometown radio group. As you know, that's what we do out there in our spare time. Well, first of all, let's start with Thursday. Thursday was a Tri-City Chamber Mixer at Affinity RV. Now, if you are a living, breathing human being, at some point in your day, you will hear Bob Bean, because he's ubiquitous. He's everywhere. But Bob built Affinity RV, and he and Kathleen were hosting the Tri-City Chamber Mixer on Thursday, and yours truly was given the opportunity to provide master of ceremonies work for that event, and giving out all kinds of great prizes to people that showed up. But the big prize was, of course, a free rental of an RV. So how cool is that? And it was an opportunity, of course, for Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley to all get together, which they did. There were representatives from all three communities at the big Tri-City Mixer on Thursday at Affinity RV. That, all by itself, could have just made the week a big deal. But it was just the beginning. From the Affinity RV Affinity RV Mixer on Thursday night, Friday, my wife and I headed over to Cottonwood for the Thunder Valley Rally. And yep, just as you might expect, there were several thousand people in attendance at the Thunder Valley Rally. And there was, I got there in time for the opening act, which was an AC/DC tribute band called AZDZ. And yes, they are Arizona based. But they actually did quite a remarkable job of capturing the AC/DC music genre. They not only sang the part, played the part, they dressed the part, they looked the part, and the audience was very enthusiastically entertained by AZDZ, the opening act for the headliner on Friday, which I then got to ascend to the stage and introduce the folks from 38 Special. And 38 Special, of course, had tons of hits, and, you know, soundtrack hits, you name it, Hold On Loosely, Teacher, Teacher, just a lot of great songs. And three of the 38 Special, I believe, were originals, including the lead singer and lead guitarist. And so they played excellently. And so I got to MC that and introduce 38 Special, which was very cool. So that was Friday night. Saturday, we zipped on across the state to the Blue Water Resort and Casino in Parker, where it was also my honor to introduce the Joe Cocker tribute band, Mad Dogs and Englishmen. And I want to tell you, this was a fantastic performance. The music, because I've listened to the Mad Dogs and Englishmen album probably 500 times. I mean, it was one of my favorite albums ever. And not only was the musician, not only were the musicians spot on, I mean, they captured the tone, the solos were spot on. The backup singers were great. The guy who did Joe Cocker was awesome. And even with all that, the presentation was, you know, just so much more, you know, entertaining. I don't know how else to explain it. They, The last song that they did was Cry Me a River from the Mad Dogs and Englishmen album, which is a very fast-paced, you know, really awesome song. And so when they finished up and they started to walk off stage, the crowd at the Blue Water was on their feet and they were cheering. The Joe Cocker character came back on and came on with just the piano player and the drummer, just the three of them. It's normally like a 9-piece band. And the drummer just simply played very light cymbals as the piano player went into the piano intro for the song, You Are So Beautiful. And he sang it to us as the audience, We Are So Beautiful. And it was just such a perfect ending to a wonderful evening of great musicians and tremendous performances. I talked to the guys backstage, and some of these guys have played with like Tom Petty and Rod Stewart, and I mean, you name it. One guy played with Etta James, the blues singer, for 12 years. Jimmy Z, Jimmy Zavala, the sax player, also doubled on harmonica. So these were top flight Los Angeles session musicians that performed Mad Dogs and Englishmen. It was a great performance. I would gladly see it again. Fantastic. So that takes us to Sunday. I took the day off. Monday, we headed down to Phoenix, and Tuesday, we were really treated to an awesome performance by the great guitarist Jeff Beck, who performed at the Celebrity Theater. That's the theater in the round. And he was just outstanding. He has one of the best rock drummers ever, Vinny Colaiuta, who was tremendous. I just love this group. If you ever get a chance on Access TV to see Jeff Beck live at Ronnie Scott's, Vinny Colaiuta and Jeff Beck play together on that video and for 2 hours, and it's tremendous. Well, in the middle of this thing, Johnny Depp jumps on stage with a guitar and starts playing and harmonizing, singing. And so this was really great. And then Jimmy Hall from Wet Willie from the 1970s comes on with his harmonica and starts jamming. And so this really just became a happening on Tuesday night at the Celebrity Theater with the great Jeff Beck. We posted some pictures on the Jack FM websites and also on Jack FM Facebook and Badass Blues Facebook. So if you want to take a look at some of our concert photos, you can look there. And this was just another weekend in the life of the radio person. So stick around. We've got a couple more commercials coming your way, and we'll be back to finish the show when we return live on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. from Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Got it? Good.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, this also is the last weekend of the 2019 Major League Baseball season. And so we will have the final three games of the Arizona Diamondbacks season for you on the radio this weekend. And even though the Diamondbacks aren't going to win any playoff games or anything, it was still a great year to get to know this new team, and I think we're going to hear a lot more about that tomorrow at 4 o'clock on Let's Talk Sports, live here on KQ&A with Sanford, Mike, and the Doc. We'll all be here for you tomorrow at 4 o'clock. A big thank you to Larry Tarkowski for sitting in today here on Talk of the Town, and stay tuned because the great one, Mark Levin, is up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Happy birthday, Carol, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.